I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, burgers, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. That's Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
The op to try to totally erode support, which is ongoing, by the way, and it's important you know about it. The press is really, so I'm fascinated by this. I almost sent this out to you guys in the newsletter, but then I'm like, okay, this is too much. So I was looking at the way that the press was writing about all of, you know, with the president's, the response in Iran. And the thing that stuck out to me was now they're starting to kind of pick up on the, how do I put it? I guess the chasm between the people who are cosplaying as members of the right, as the woke right, and then actual people on the right. And they're really starting, because it's mostly been entirely online. And I think, who was this? We were talking about this with Bridget Fettesy this week, and that came up, like, is it entirely online? I think she was the one who was saying that, well, really, this stuff that you see starts, that's online, hyper online, starts filtering over to meat space, to real time, a real existence outside of the internet. It starts immediately migrating over. And it'll take a little bit, but it'll start migrating. And then all of a sudden, immediately, you'll recognize it. You'll start seeing it in various places. Like, I'm starting to see it in some news articles. There were a couple. I had one for you yesterday, and that was the one that was over at the, I think it was The Economist. That was the one that was over at The Economist, and they were talking about, oh my gosh, is Trump gonna, and you're starting to see all of these 2028 headlines, and that's for reason, that's on purpose, because they're seeing this space, this discrepancy in between these factions, and as a result, they want to exploit it. They want to exploit this. And the people who are doing it, I mean, it's like I think they recognize what the media is doing, but at the same time, they're feeding into it. And so I'm just watching all of these, you know, I'm seeing all of these stories that are coming up that are, I mean, if I wanted to look over, do I want to look over a memorandum? I don't think I do. I hate looking over here. There's some websites I just hate going to. Yeah, okay, so Trump is getting drilled. Donnie's really stepped in it this time. Here's how Iran could become a forever war. Now that's what they're starting to say. I saw you roll your eyes, Kane, from all the way over here. All the way. He's in the dark, too. So that means he had to open him up real big to roll him.
For a forever war to be a thing, the other side would have to be able to keep up a forever war.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for Iran, they can't.
And that's, yeah, it's just doesn't, it's not going to work for them that way. Not going to happen for them. They were talking about oil rising. So they're getting in. Oh, he's stretching America first with Iran, etc. This was actually, let me pull this one up. This is the one that I thought actually was a little bit most honest, because it says what the media wants to happen and then it tells you what's actually happening. So it says, the headline is Trump stretches America first on Iran. His voters are going along with it. Okay, well, they support him. And the whole point of your article was to argue that they don't. So what gives? But they're really trying to set this up. They want you to think that you supporting it is isolating to you. They want you to feel isolated. And they really are trying to influence Trump with this, because they know finally they figured out Trump's currency. Trump's currency is he wants, and some people are just, he wants his ego fed. That's, it's just, there's nothing, it's honest. Who doesn't? All of Podcastistan is the same way. So what are you talking about? Like, here's this one. A New Republic. Trump war takes dark turn. Let's see. And then they're mad over the $200 billion in funding requests for Iran, which we are going to have a discussion about. Now, here's the thing to note. Media Matters has been the singular, because I've been watching these stories. Media Matters, as you know, which is the George Soros-funded entity. It was created by an old, angry conservative that was mad that nobody liked his book. God, why did people not like his book so that he maybe would not have been tempted to go to the left? David Brock, he looks like a Marvel character, a bad guy. Yeah. But I've noticed that the Media Matters, which is an activist website, has been very eagerly trying to drive a lot of this these narratives that they're doing purposefully to try to inflame tensions on the right. So you have this, the Iran funding, Trump war takes a dark turn. All of these, they're really driving it. And a lot of the other citations in article and in publications like CNN, even The Guardian, let me look here, my notes. So CNN, BBC, The Guardian, even a Associated Press had even, without credit, had even cited something that they did. And AP usually typically doesn't do that, nor does Reuters, because they have journalists in the field. But every now and then, if it's a bunk survey, if it's a push poll, they'll include it in there. They'll cite it. So my point is that all of these other publications that are involved in the facilitation of mainstreaming these narratives and sort of tempering them so they sound less kooky, they're taking all of their marching orders from like Media Matters. And then you have these little subsidiary, you know, look at it like wheels or spokes on the wheel. They have all of these other little ones that are helping to amplify it. But they're really driving a lot of this narrative. And I'm seeing it pop up in a lot of the woke Reich stuff. I saw several woke Reichers literally cite Media Matters this morning. And the moment you cite Media Matters, because there's legitimately, as someone who's been familiar with him for almost 20 years, there is legitimately not a single piece of honest reporting that they've ever published. And they're not reporters. They don't sell ads. They don't even follow AP style book. They don't do any of that stuff. They don't have any kind of expectations for their staff in terms of reporting integrity. It is all activism. And so they report this, then they funnel it, they mainstream it, they launder it through the CNNs and the MSNBCs to make it a little bit more palatable. And then from there, it continues to go on. It's like, you know, pebble with water constantly running over it. You know, here's another wave and here's more water. And that's it. Smooths it down to make it acceptable. So that's my point, because they're really pushing this divide, right? Really pushing this divide. So this has been like Republicans are balking at going alone on Iran funding. So here's another thing. So it is starting to somewhat be reflected, I think, in what some members of Congress are doing. And I think some members of Congress are trying to chase clout. I think they're trying to clout chase, and they don't know. They think that the online audience is real. But when you look at the surveys of where voters are on this stuff, voters are resolutely behind the administration. And I think that people like CNN and MSNBC are only talking to these angry ones because they're morons. They're morons. I'm sorry. You're an absolute moron. I also voted for Trump 3 times, and I am completely not at all surprised about the Iran move. The move that I was the angriest about, which shows you the difference here, is the Trump accounts, because that's straight up socialism. And the fact that these people want to act like they're constitutional bouncers, that they're not mad over that, but they're mad over following the War Powers Act. They're mad over responding to I think it constitutes an immediate threat. If you're creating enough ballistic missiles that you can rain down hell on anyone, and you're developing and have developed, as you've shown by attacking Cyprus and these other places in and around the Middle East, that you have the capability to get from A to B the way that they do. I would say that sure as hell constitutes an immediate threat. And when they are making enough missiles that you won't even be able to get near them if they fully complete the remaining 30% enrichment process, then, yeah, that's a major problem. So that's what they were talking about. The consequence of inaction greater than the consequence of action because you have a window here, you don't have one there. People, I guess, are wanting to wait till it gets really bad. I'm wondering. They wanted to wait until it got really bad, until we really had to spend a lot of time and treasure because we were we have to respond to a provocation and an even greater threat. That's kind of the question. But my going back to this, though, Republicans now are fighting over this funding. There was $200 billion request. Kane, that's one early learning center.
It is. Yeah.
That's a drop in the bucket of what Planned Parenthood gets. And I will tell you this. When you commit our armed forces to an objective, by God, you better fund them. I don't want them sharing weaponry. I don't want them running out of ammo. You got to read some of these stories about the perilous predicaments that some of our men and women found themselves in because of simple stuff like that. When they are committed, you support them. $200 billion, take it back from the Somali diaspora up in Minnesota. Or better yet, maybe cut some of this egregious, stupid spending. But to deny to make our soldiers do that, to make them have to budget, that's literally the nation's only job. Finish the damn job. This is how mission creep starts to get involved. This is how you prolong stuff. Well, I don't know if we should fund. We're going to send them, but we're going to have them do these things. And by we have our Navy over there. We don't have boots on the ground per se, but we have our Navy over there. To not fund what you've already committed to is egregiously heinous. And especially right now, when we are so close, you're going to preen and pretend these people who didn't say anything about all the millions and billions that went to Ukraine, including Republicans, these Republicans that had no problem spending $200 million on a dumbass ad campaign that was just about Kristi Noem. Are you kidding me? You kidding me? Because that's how much money was spent on a DHS campaign. But you're going to balk at funding the troops. Y'all deserve to have every one of your asses kicked. Every single damn one of you. And I'm going to tell you, I have been lighting up personally some members of Congress that would dare leave our men and women out there hanging like that. All right, kids, if you have ever fought with a garden hose, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, like the kinks and the tangles, and sometimes it looks bad after a year and the whole thing turns into a rubber knot the second that you need it. A lot of people replace their hoses like every couple of years. It's a springtime tradition for some folks. But now there is the world's number one expanding garden hose. It's called the Pocket Hose, and it really is that small. And they have their new Pocket Hose Ballistic. This thing is tough. It's reinforced. I don't even know what this is. Liquid crystal polymer. It's like the same thing that they use in bulletproof vests, which means it can handle your household. Can probably even handle terrorists. This thing actually stretches out so ungodly long. This thing goes out to 25 feet. And then you turn on the water, it expands to the full size hose. But look how little it is. And it's very lightweight. You know, you turn the water off, it shrinks right back down to twee size, pocket size. So you're not wrestling this giant hose back into the garage. I know there's a million jokes to be made here. But the point is that their new ballistic version is even better because it has 5 times stronger than steel fiber. And it has this like little pocket pivot. That's what this thing is. It's like 360 degrees pocket pivot. So there's no kinking, no tangled mess. And now it's also upgraded with a UV coating. So it doesn't look like absolute hot garbage after summer. And it has even thicker washers to help resist leaks. So for a limited time, you can get the Pocket Hose ballistic. With a free 360-degree pocket pivot. That's what this thing is. It's the pocket pivot. And you also get a thumb drive nozzle. All you have to do is text Dana to 64000. So that's text Dana to 64000 and get not one, but two free gifts, your ballistic pocket hose.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah. Wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed-sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed-sponsored jobs.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So this is apparently the number of times you should brush your teeth per day to ward off dementia. You have to go through like four paragraphs of stupidity because they don't know how to write an article over at the Telegraph because they're a bunch of dumb people. And they said three times a day and going to the dentist regularly. I do brush my teeth a lot, sometimes four times a day. I am obsessed with cleanliness. I can't stand being icky. Huh? No, I'm so not going to get dementia. Oh my gosh, especially if that's the way to avoid it. A man tried to rob six New York City banks in 5 days. He made off with a whopping $605. That's it. Why would, I mean, in grand total, Gustavo Torres, he began his disappointing crime spree last week. He walked into a Chase branch, handed a teller a note, tried it again. But he never suggested that he was armed. And he went into a couple of different Chase branches. And then he left with $320 from one bank and then $265 from another. That's just the dumbest bank robber ever. A woman faces federal drug charges after troopers found 480 pounds of meth. Oh, gosh. 40 pounds of heroin during an I-35 stop. She had more than 500 pounds of drugs in her vehicle. Yeah, that's a lot of dope. All right, folks, this one's for the women listening and for the guys who like what this product serves, okay? So it's for the ladies in your lives because this is a bigger deal than most people realize. And all ladies out there, you hear the same complaint. The brassieres, the bras that dig in, the straps that leave marks, the shapewear that's horrible, and it rolls down the second you sit in a chair. It's uncomfortable, it's annoying, and honestly, you just want to rip it off and set it on fire in your driveway. Honestly, that's what you want to do. So that's why so many women are switching to Honey Love. They have this crossover bra that's become a favorite of a lot of ladies because it gives real lift and support, but without the underwire, with the no poking and no pinching and no red marks. And they also have a smoothing back panel that lays flat under t-shirts. So there's no lines showing through the clothes that's telling everybody what bra you're wearing. And it actually works for a huge range of sizes. So from 30A all the way up to 44G. So if you want a natural feel, also they have these original soft cups, or if you want a little bit more shape, they have the new crossover contour with light foam pads and their shapewear. Women are swearing by it. It's designed with targeted compression that smooths and supports without squeezing the life out of you. So there's no roll down. You're not, you know, not breathing, and the fabric is breathable enough to wear all day. Honey Love is designed by actual women who actually wear the product, which is probably why it works the way that it's supposed to. So treat yourself to the most advanced bras and shapewear on the market and use my exclusive link to save 20% off Honey Love at honeylove.com/Dana. That's honeylove.com/Dana. And after you check out, they're going to ask you where you heard about them and support the show. And tell them your girl Dana sent you. Experience the new standard in comfort and support with Honeylove.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Happy Friday. Some of you are like, don't say that. Dana Lash with you. What is the temperature here?
80.
Is it almost 80 degrees? Almost 80. It's going to be 90-something here in Texas tomorrow, and then 95 on Sunday, and then it's like in the 80s. So spring is here. We don't get a spring. Was that a hedge rat? That ground rat? What was it?
Groundhog.
What's it?
Punxsutawney Phil.
Punky Phil?
No.
Punxsutawney. I know his name. I'm going to get hate mail from that area. Wood rat. He said we were still supposed to be in winter, or the ground rat, whatever the hell it is. Punxsutawney Phil, the feller with the top hat friends, he said that we were supposed to have, like, I thought more winter. You know, that is if you get your meteorology from a ground mammal, a woodland critter, as it were, which actually makes sense in the podcastistan world. I completely believe that they do that. So welcome back to the program. We've later on in the program, an old friend is going to be joining me. He used to come on the show all the time. And he is an interesting bird, right? But he's always been kind to me, and I've always reciprocated. And we've gotten along. I actually met him through Andrew Breitbart. And it was in Quincy, Illinois, was when I first met him. One of my dear friends, Chip Gerdes, and then Mike Flynn, who was the editor of Big Government at the time. We were all editors, the original ones, under Andrew Breitbart, years before Bannon. And that's how we met Roger. Roger came into the picture, and I've never seen anyone speak in 93-degree heat with like 80% humidity in a full three-piece suit, perfectly tailored to their person. And actual tortoise-rimmed eyeglasses. Not like tortoise-looking, but pretty sure it's like literal a dead turtle was salvaged and fabricated for that purpose. So very interesting guy, Roger Stone, who's going to be joining us later on in the program. It's always nice sometimes when you know when you meet someone and you find out, or you know that you guys dislike the same people? It's a nice feeling, isn't it? It's a nice feeling. Anyway, so he's going to be coming on later on in the program. Now, yeah, we had Chuck Norris. He's passed away. And now here, everybody's already asking me, who's the rule of three? We're going to mull that over. I haven't even had a second to think about it, but we're going to mull it over. In the meantime, we're looking at the fighting over the funding with the continued operations in Iran. I don't like to say Iran war, and I'm very picky about language, and I'm not doing it to be a brat. I'm picky about language because you have to remember, I've been doing this since I was in my 20s, and I have seen when we lose ground on the language, and then you end up losing part of an argument because you have forfeited your ability to properly define it in the correct terms when you give up, when you cede language. Never give up any ground. And so I'm very particular, and it is not a war. Now, if people disagree with the reasons for being over there, as long as it's done on a fact base, you know, on the basis of fact, that's fine. But to make up stuff and be like, well, it's because some Israeli magicians bippity-boppity-booed a space laser and it scrambled Trump's brains and made him do it, that's not accurate. But just base it on fact. And so with this fight over the funding, again, it's just continued operations, not a war. Congress hasn't declared anything. And we've been insanely successful. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. My friend Kurt Schlichter had a really good piece up at Town Hall where he was just flabbergasted that anyone would try to argue that America was in any way not being successful with this. You know, he was with the Japanese prime minister yesterday. I loved their, you could tell they get along. I loved their back and forth. And when he sat there and made the joke about Pearl Harbor and she just, you know, her eyes lit up and you could tell she thought it was funny. And it wasn't just a polite smile as a way to somehow suggest embarrassment. No, you could tell she thought it was funny. But that's, now we have the rest of Europe getting on board. Now, this came after, what, 2 weeks of headlines where the press was saying Europe, oh, Trump is totally, look, he's finally destroyed NATO. They've been wanting to have that headline for a while. Oh, I can't believe Trump's destroyed NATO. I don't agree with all the moves that he's ever made with NATO. And I say that just so you kind of understand my perspective. I'm calling balls and strikes with everything. There were some countries that I don't think he should have pushed to include because he did expand it. I think that he should have probably demanded a greater percentage of their GDP be spent on defense instead of just the same standard entry level line of, what was it, 2.3%. So very big, you know, there's some criticisms, but to say that he destroyed it, that's what the media has been saying forever. And it's just, you can't say that he is bossing all of Europe around while simultaneously destroying NATO. You can't have both of these narratives simultaneously. And now they're all coming around. Although the oil, the price of oil, that's the next thing that they're very upset about. Oh, well, you know, look at him, his price of oil. Do you realize, though, we don't get our oil from there. You realize this, right? They're doing this just as a way to hedge bets on risks. This is why Trump wanted to get involved with the war risk insurance. Now do you see how smart that was? And to try to combat what Lloyd's was doing in London? Incredibly smart. They need to let him finish it. The reason why this has been a problem for so long is because no other president has had the balls to do it. That's not kissing backside. And I'm going to tell you something. Again, let me toot my own horn. I am literally one of the only commentators on the right that has called that has been critical and has offered praise when due consistently. I have been slammed. People called me a never Trumper just because I voted for him 3 times in the general, but had somebody different in the primary. So I couldn't hear a damn thing from anybody on this. But he's doing the right thing in Iran. Spot on. If you were going to carry out a military response, this is how you do it. It's incredibly smart. And Europe just wanted to sit back and they wanted the United States to handle all of it. And it's not happening that way for them. And it doesn't help that we're going into midterms because it's made it to where a lot of Republicans are a little nervous to be bold. I think you would agree with that. They're a little nervous to be bold. They're not They're not looking at the bigger picture. But this has been, he's been incredibly successful at this. And he didn't, by the way, he didn't really ask anything from our European allies before this started, right? He was just like, hey, if you want to help, otherwise get out of the way. If you would like to help, the fate of NATO doesn't rest in the hands of the United States. The fate of NATO rests in the hands of, at or the spines of these European nations. And that's a true story. They need us as a partner in the Persian Gulf more than we have ever needed them. They get more, we get, what is it? It's under 7% that we get. We don't need this at all. This isn't the only reason that we're seeing an effect on any kind of oil and gas is because of the, what is it? The mines and some of the drones that they have towards the bottleneck of the Strait of Hormuz. So Iran can try to control it. I mean, we could clear it out and we could offer the war risk insurance, which also, by the way, takes the UK down a peg. People need to let him do what he's doing. We've grown up with Iran being a threat our whole lives. I have friends and family. I have family that have injuries due to being deployed. And it's either from Iranian mines or Iranian munitions, etc. Everybody knows somebody. Everybody's family, there's not one that's untouched. But no president has had the spine to do it. I just think he just does not care. He does not care. He is looking at his legacy. And he knows that when you're going through hell, you keep going. He's looking at his legacy and he's looking at what is going to bolster my legacy. Getting rid of this problem and bringing some stability that affects the nation's stability. I mean, Bush didn't do it. Clinton didn't do it. Obama made it worse. I mean, all of this, it's incredibly important. But I put some things up on Instagram last night, a collection of, I think, some of Trump's best diplomatic moments. And I think him going bomb the blank out of them, I think it was kind of funny. But if the United States... if we can hold our position, degrading Iran's ability to consistently make war, removing their ability to continue enrichment, removing their ability, their stockpile of missiles, you are going to see, I would say, a generational level of calm and peace that is unknown to us. Now, as I said before, I get it. Conservatives are very nervous about this stuff. Believe me. I've been nervous about it, I think, for forever. I've got sons, military age. I get it. And I've got family members that are serving. I get it. It is the last thing that you want to commit people to. But if there's a possibility to do it in the most peaceful way possible, limiting loss of life and resource, do you take that moment or do you wait until it gets a lot worse? And the chances, because that's a certainty. I'm not just saying that. Literally every strategist is saying that. They're going to be teaching this stuff at military colleges. This is the art of war right now. It's not even attrition. It's not even to see who can wait. We're just sitting there as they just, you know, peter out all their drones. That's it. And there are people who are angry at him because he is so close. Look at how they're trying to divide the right. That's how close he is. He will go down as one of the greatest presidents in American history if he is allowed to be successful in this. And I get it. Like I said, we're nervous as conservatives. We grew up with never-ending wars. I mean, my parents were the Vietnam generation. My grandparents were the World War II generation. We know this. I mean, good grief. I will never forget when I was in junior high and shock and awe was kicking off in Iraq. And I was watching members of my family. We kept having going away parties because the boys were going off. That was a crazy thing to grow up with. And we have lived through that. We're used to seeing it. So I get why there's a ton of sensitivity to it. And I get why you think that, is this going to be more of the same? Because it's all we've ever had. It's always been more of the same. But I'm greatly encouraged that it is not more of the same, because already I think he's the only person that hasn't gotten us involved in anything that's been mission creep and over the skis. Everything has been quick in and out, mission accomplished, quick in and out, objective completed. I have nothing to see that makes me say that this would be unlike the previous. So he's earned my benefit of the doubt on that. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's the folks over at Superbead. Zero sugar, folks. That's what they've created. They have the new pomegranate berry and the chocolate flavor. Well, it's chocolate. It tastes like a Tootsie Roll. And now they have zero sugar. So you guys are very familiar with Human, born out of UT Health Science Center, built on real cardiovascular research around blood flow and nitric oxide. It's all about heart health, healthy blood pressure, circulation, daily energy, all depends on healthy blood flow. So Superbeats Heart Chews, they have the clinically studied ingredients shown to be 2 times more effective than diet and exercise alone. 2 chews support healthy blood pressure and heart healthy energy. And no added sugar, no artificial sweeteners, no caffeine. You're not going to get the jitters. This is about heart health. It's about healthy blood pressure, circulation, all of it. And they taste great. A lot of folks are saying the chocolate ones are their favorite yet. I still am partial to the berry and the original flavor, but the chocolate does taste just, I'm not kidding, it tastes just like a Tootsie Roll. You can do what I've done. Go and get your Superbeats Heart Chews. You can actually go to human.com/Dana. So at that website, you have a buy two, get one free deal. You can find out how to get a free 30-day supply on top of that. Human.com/Dana. Get yours today.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah, wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right. First up here with Florida Man, we've got, oh gosh, a Florida man doing 101 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone was, quote, trying to avoid an animal, say deputies. Like, what kind? 32-year-old Gregory Dulcine, a super speeder. Is that a term,
yeah,
I guess, that they use?
Florida law.
Huh. They saw the guy going at an excessively high rate about 1 a.m. They pulled 32-year-old Dulcine over for going 101 in a 55. And he said, no, I was speeding to avoid an animal in the roadway. They didn't believe him because apparently he was speeding for quite some time that they observed. So they ended up arresting him. But I do like his excuse because it could have been like this guy. Apparently, a driver confronted a massive python constricting a deer on the side of a Florida road. How does a deer, first off, get involved? The driver intervened. I don't even want to play this clip, but it showed it constricting it, and it was having some trouble. It looked like it was already capturing it, and it's like one of those the big reticulated pythons. The driver got out of the vehicle, grabbed a branch, and started striking the snake from a distance, and that caused the snake to uncoil and retreat. And apparently, they said that if you mess with them while they're feeding, it's very dangerous. But can't you outrun it?
What, a snake?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like a big one like that?
Yeah, I'd imagine.
This is why you should always have a Taurus judge, just like there. Just bam. Let's, you know, a little shotgun in your pocket. But, I mean, I was watching that video thinking, would you have stopped and helped the deer? I think I'd have stopped and helped the deer. Yeah, I think I would have too, because I don't like them snakes, and I don't want this snake to have a happy meal. No. Our partners who bring you the program, ladies and gents, it's the folks over at Noble Gold. Noble Gold Investments, and they know gold and silver. These are safe havens to protect what you've worked so hard for when you're dealing with inflation fears or geopolitical tensions and global central banks loading up on precious metals as a safe haven. When uncertainty rises and currencies weaken, people turn to gold and silver. But they've done that for thousands of years. Now, record prices don't mean buy now, but diversification matters. Precious metals historically hedge uncertainty. If you're adding gold or silver, the real question is, who do you trust to guide you? Noble Gold Investments has helped protect savings with physical metals for nearly a decade. They have a white glove service. They guide your every step. There are no personal, no impersonal transactions, customer first focus. And if you want to see how physical gold and silver could fit into your portfolio, download Noble Gold Investments Free Wealth Protection Kit. You can find it at noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of Smart Talks with IBM. I recently spoke with IBM's new director of research, Jay Gambetta. We discussed his vision for the future of quantum computing.
At IBM Research, what we always do is answer what is the future of computing, whether it's coming up with new algorithms, coming up with better AI, coming up with quantum, or coming up with just how do different accelerators go together. It's our DNA to answer the question of what is the future.
Isn't it a perfect problem for IBM because you kind of need to have a legacy of building stuff?
Yes.
Building actual physical machines.
Yeah, it's why I came to IBM. I wanted the experience, the culture of building hard things that others have not done before.
Mm-hmm. Where do you imagine we are in the timeline of this technology? There will come a point when it will mature, right?
Yeah.
My cell phone is a mature technology at this point. How far are we from that point with quantum?
By 2029, we'll build the first fault-tolerant quantum computer. That is one that can run a very, very large problem.
To learn how IBM is building the future of computing, visit ibm.com/quantum.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Big zone in the minors. You're doomed to fail in the big leagues. Pitch is a breaking ball outside. We had our first challenge, and the call was overturned on a pitch that was right down the middle of the plate that was called a ball.
That was a ball. Are you kidding me? Now, here's the reason why this is really making the news. It's because it was a lady ump. Isn't that correct? That's not... She's the first female home plate umpire in MLB history. And that's a horrible call. Okay, I'm going to say something incredibly controversial, and I don't care. I don't want women umpires. I don't want women pastors, and I don't want women door kickers.
There you go.
The end.
That's not controversial.
Not up for debate.
That's not controversial.
The end. It's like me going to NFL and trying to officiate. Look, I know my limitations. I am not so high on my own supply that I don't know my own limits. And that's, I can't draw to save my life. I like pretty like pictures. Can't make it. Can't do it at all, but I like it, right? I just don't have that skill set. As many times as my husband has tried to explain football to me in our 25 years of marriage, 25 years, I should be an expert now because he is a huge, huge football fan. No, I can't. I can't. And I blame part of that for growing up in a baseball town in St. Louis, you know, with the Cards. And it's like me going and officiating NFL. How in the hell was that a ball?
At least these games don't count yet.
But still, they're gonna at some point. I feel like I just try to watch a woman parallel park. I'm not trying to be mean, ladies. Some of you out there are exceptions to the rule, but there's a reason why there's stereotypes, because there's statistics that kind of underlie it, right? It's like men don't know the difference between salmon and pink. Of course, some women don't either. These are not colors I wear. But you know what I mean? Like, it's salmon. It's just pink. It's salmon. Or that's blue. Or cerulean, which sounds like a Lord of the Rings elf tribe. Right? There's things that just were different. How is that a ball? What is there? Steve, what are, like, the requirements to be an ump?
My good friend is in the system right now, and he's been doing it for almost a decade. And he's still not up to the majors yet. So I don't know how she got that job.
Got to be able to see.
A decade and he's not in the majors. So wait, you got to pay your dues to get up to that
level?
You can't be like,
time.
I want to be in.
Oh, yeah.
How the hell did this girl get up there?
DEI.
You think it's DEI?
I bet.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? One day a doctor is going to be rearranging your guts. Hopefully not. And they're going to have gotten in that role because of, you know, their copulatory bits. I've told you a million times, but I'll say it again. You guys get it, right? I mean, giggity glock o'clock. I will literally, you know. I have no problem defending myself. But here's the thing. You're sometimes denied that right, unconstitutionally, of course, especially by entities that refuse to provide you with the proper adequate security, but they expect you to be a sitting duck. So you have, you know, gun-free zones. You've got municipal private property. There's a lot of college kids that are old enough to carry full auto overseas, but they're not old enough to carry semi-auto 9mm here at home to protect themselves. So what do when you're denied your constitutional right of self-protection? You diversify, right? You have different calibers. You even have blades. You got rifles, pistols, the whole thing. But you need to be able to have a backup for that backup. And that's where Burn-A-Gun comes in. Burn-A-Shoot's chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And the compact launcher, I know they have other models. I'm not talking to you about the other models right now. I don't care. Compact launcher is the only one that you need to look at for this purpose. CL for short. It shoots the same thing, chemical irritant projectiles. But here's the kicker. It has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. When you compare that to an average stun gun, you got one or two rounds. This is 15 rounds, so that's very, very different. Also, it's not a gun. It doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. They're invisible to the Burn-A-Gun because not a gun. You order it online. There's no background checks. There's no waiting fees. There's no permits. And they send it right to your front porch. So it's all about being prepared and having options, diversifying your weapons array to take control of your safety. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. Check out the Byrna, CLBYRNA.com/Dana. Ready when you are.
Hello, hello. I'm Malcolm Gladwell, host of the podcast Smart Talks with IBM. I recently sat down with IBM's chairman and CEO, Arvind Krishna, and I asked him, how can companies use AI to its fullest potential to create smarter business?
My one advice to them, pick areas you can scale. Don't pick the shiny little toys on the side.
Mm-hmm. For example,
if anybody has more than 10% of what they had for customer service 10 years ago, they're already 5 years behind it. If anybody is not using AI to make their developers who write software 30% more productive today, with the goal of being 70% more productive.
Yeah, wow.
So we are not asking our clients to be the first experiment on it. We say, you can leverage what we did. We're happy to bring out all our learnings, including what needs to change in the process, because the biggest change is not technology. It's getting people to accept that there's a different way to do things.
To listen to the full conversation, visit ibm.com/smarttalks.
All right, quick quiz for the hiring managers out there. What's worse, being understaffed or being poorly staffed? Well, that's a trick question, because both are recipes for chaos. Either way, just say to yourself, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. You'll get matched with candidates that meet the skills, certifications, and everything else you're looking for. Or go a different way and get no traction. Seriously, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed are 95% more likely to report a hire than non-sponsored jobs. It really is a no-brainer. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So this is actually kind of funny, and I sent this to a friend of ours, a retired Navy vet. So apparently in the French military, they have the Charles de Gaulle aircraft carrier, and a sailor on the carrier revealed its location accidentally by using a fitness tracker, Strava, while jogging on the ship's deck. And he's, you know, he's jogging, he's doing his stuff, and that ends up pinging, and it ends up giving it away. It ended up in a French publication that reported it, Le Monde publication. I mean, he's trying to stay in shape, I guess, but I don't know. I think it's funny, but apparently Strava, a lot of people use it, and it pings you. So maybe if you're in the military, don't be using that. Don't track it on a... Just don't do it. Don't use that because it gives away your location. Very interesting. I thought that was kind of funny. But yeah, he's out there, you know, living his best life, doing his exercises. Now he's going to have to do push-ups and clean it. He's going to be in a lot of trouble now. Also, we have... A man was arrested because he shattered $240,000 worth of the Chihuly glass, the sculptures. $240,000. It's in Seattle. Apparently, the man attacked the museum security staff when he was caught, and it was the Chihuly Garden and Glass at the Seattle Center. And yeah, he apparently busted a big installation, and they responded. It was Monday night, and the place was surrounded by police cars. Security found the man inside, just smashing the exhibits. He had started throwing glass at the police and trying to stab them with the broken glass. They said a dozen displays were broken. Each of them were worth about $20,000. That's why. I mean, they're charging this week. I don't know, but that's I see these stories every day. New York City subway rider pushed under the tracks after a man asked him for money. He didn't have any money on him, so he wasn't able to give the man money, and the guy shoved him onto the tracks. The victim is a 35-year-old man, and the suspect approached, asked for cash. The victim said, "I didn't have any." So he shoved him on the tracks. He got minor injuries. He was at the New York Presbyterian Allen Hospital. Apparently, they kept him because his injuries were minor, but enough to for observation. And the suspect fled the station in an unknown direction. They have no idea where he is. This happens like all the time there. I keep seeing these stories. Stick with us. We have a lot more in store. Finishing up the week.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, burgers, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. That's Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
By the time I hit my 50s, I'd learned a few things, like how family is precious. Work can always wait. And 99% of people over 50 already have the virus that causes shingles. Not everyone at risk will develop it, but I did. The painful, blistering rash disrupted my life for weeks. Don't learn about your shingles risk the hard way. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today. Sponsored by GSK.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.